The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the WBEN Live Line is Mary Pruski from Save Our Buffalo Churches. Mary, good morning. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about this. Several parishes were in court this week asking a judge to stop the order for parishes to make payments towards the Buffalo Diocese clergy abuse settlement. Tell us a little bit about how that that court hearing went.
Good morning. The hearing went as expected. Both sides with the lawyer groups each presented their case, and then after a short break, they gave rebuttals. And then the judge very kindly said, "You've given me a lot to think about, and I have many, many documents to review. So I will give you my decision in due course, but not right away." So we all just then had to accept his request for more time, and we're going to wait and see.
Well, what exactly would the timeline be? You mentioned there was no decision, no ruling on the matter in a courtroom this week, but the judge is expected to make his decision in the near future. Just how near does that future have to be? Because I'd imagine there's a time constraint here when you're dealing with the need to get this $150 million settlement paid.
Yes, you're right. We don't know the timeline. I would not want to hazard a guess at what the court is thinking about. It could be by the end of the month, which would be before the next bankruptcy hearing is in September. He could rule before then, and that way the diocese would be able to say, we have this much money coming to us if the ruling goes against our churches. And again, these nine churches are only a small part of what the diocese is grabbing from all the parishes in the entire, you know, nine counties of Western New York. And this is just a small part, but we're standing up on principle that you don't take the money from the parishes. You work on asking for donations for the purpose. You just don't come in and take it because you can take it. You don't take our property because you can just take it. You don't close our schools because you can just take it. We are standing up for our rights, that we want to be considered full adults and have a voice in the say of our parishes, how they run, and how we support the diocese.
Was there any indication from the judge, because it seems like a ruling, for lack of a better term, ruling, I guess, from the Vatican would kind of make all of this a moot point one way or the other. Was there an indication from the judge that he's hoping the Vatican makes a decision on whether or not these parishes should stay open in the near future, and then the judge might rule based on what that is? Because at the crux of this, isn't it that the Vatican, if they decide that the churches should remain open, then the churches would need the funds to survive? If the Vatican doesn't, well, then that kind of opens things up.
What you say is correct. I doubt the judge is hoping for a Vatican decision before he makes his decision. They are on their own timeline and still working on parishes that still have their appeals on their desk, but they haven't made a decision if they should suspend that closure decree. So they've got more work to be done before they make a final decision. And probably before that work is done, we'll receive we're praying for an apostolic visit where a group of representatives from the Pope would come to Buffalo. So I think there's more work to be done to make sure they make a thorough and accurate decision. And in that decision, it could change so many things. It could leave some of the parishes open, still close some. They could do everything up to and including maybe even changing the leadership at the chancery level. So all of that is to come yet, but we don't feel that's in the near future. So that's why we have to use everything in our toolkit. And we're using the civil court to say, please just help us help the diocese understand we have suspended decrees. These parishes are to remain totally viable, and they can't be viable if you take 80%. Await and respect the canon law timeline that we're all living under and the diocese is supposed to be living under but they pick and choose what body that they're going to use. Canon law for this, civil law for that. And we're saying canon law says you have to wait. And they're backing us up by saying your decrees are suspended. You stay open until you hear from us again.
Mary, on that note, are there any signs that the diocese is willing to budge, or do you think they're staying put?
I would hope there's discussions happening in back rooms, but nothing officially has come to my attention. So, no, we're just waiting to see what Judge Lamendola has to say. Del Monte, I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. Can get kind of confusing in there. Well, in the meantime, what's it like in the parish? You have this legal fight going on. There was this deadline that passed, and you're going to church where basically the state of what you're doing is up in the air. It has to be a weird feeling week to week.
It is a weird feeling because you know that's always in the undertone. But when we get into church and we see our friends and our family there, we focus on that, and we focus on the altar and the miracle of the Eucharist. And that's where we have to focus. And then after Mass, of course, you know, we talk and support each other and keep each other up to date on what's going on. So it's a little of both worlds, but we live with a lot of positive hope because we're doing all the right things, following the right protocols for fighting to keep our parishes. So we're trusting that good things will come of this.
Mary, I have one more for you here. Do you know of any parishes that maybe aren't appealing to the Vatican that are still holding out from paying? I know if you're appealing, you can stay open. But any that aren't, that are just kind of holding out from paying still?
I am aware that there are a few parishes who have not paid anything, or some parishes that have paid some, because they just don't have that money. And they're not the parishes, you know, who are trying to stay open by using the canon law process. So they're on to themselves to try and see if they can figure this out. So it's not a good situation for almost all the parishes in Buffalo. It's really tough. And if they could have just approached this in a different way, I'm sure we would have had a different outcome. But they started this poker game and they rolled the dice, and this is what we have to deal with, which is what is in front of us right now.
Well, Mary, thanks again for the time. Always appreciate it. Mary Pruski, Save Our Buffalo Church, is joining us this morning. The diocese has to release that final bankruptcy plan to the bankruptcy court by September 1st, so it might be a deadline there for some more clarity.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.